at about 8:41 p.m. on the 7th of November. There was a patrol unit in the area, 15th and S Street. That patrol unit heard sounds of shots being fired and saw a suspicious vehicle in the area. That patrol unit followed that vehicle and discovered that the driver fled from the vehicle a few blocks away. A perimeter was set up, and that perimeter was searched with canine and the use of a police helicopter. A couple people have been detained, and we're finding out, we're trying to discover how they're related. At the original scene, officers responded and did in fact find one victim that had been shot. That victim has succumbed to his injuries and was declared dead on the scene. Our homicide detectives have been called out, and we're now investigating how that vehicle that fled, which was described as a white SUV, was related, if at all. There was a gun located in the area of that vehicle when officers were performing their search out there on the scene. Several people were contacted at the original scene. Some have been taken down to the police station, and they're being further questioned further as to what happened. There was actually several people in the area that police were talking to, and that's why it's going to take a little time to talk to all those individuals and figure out what they saw, if anything significant to what occurred. The one message I would like to get out to your subscribers would be that if they did see anything or hear anything, it may not seem significant to them, but it may be significant to the case. So please call in. You can remain anonymous if they call in on a crime alert tip line.
And what's the number for that?
It's 916-443-HELP. Or 443-4357, or you can text in a tip at 274-637. That spells out crimes. And then you could call our, always call our non-emergency line if need be, which is 264-5471. That gets you a non-emergency line at dispatch. But if you want to remain anonymous, you can call those that first phone number or text in your tip.